I think this is a good time to talk about requested videos. Periodically, I get requests from people to do a video on this or that subject, and such requests are welcome. But oftentimes, the video requested doesn't really fit in with what I'm doing with this channel. The purpose of this channel is twofold. It's Catholicism 101, giving basic catechesis and answering typical objections to the one true faith, and bringing awareness to the crisis in the church and the fact that this crisis was foretold in Catholic prophecy. This is done in concise, to-the-point, 10 to 15-minute videos. I don't do in-depth analysis, generally speaking. My channel is for those looking for quick answers to what the church really teaches, the objections of Protestants, and why the Catholic Church is in the shape that it's in. And a lot of the requests I get don't really fit into that. So if you make a request and I don't do the video, please do not get upset. It's not that I feel the video is not worth doing. It's just that I'm not the person to do it. But maybe you are. If you really want a certain video made, why not make it? You literally only need a cell phone. With a few exceptions, I have made all my videos on my cell phone. Now you might say, I don't have time. Well, neither do I. But I do it because I feel it's worth doing. That said, sometimes someone suggests a video that does fit into this channel, that does pique my interest, and I do that video, or a video inspired by that request, sometimes even months after it was requested. And this is such a video. Someone requested a video about the Catholic prophecies of the comet that's supposed to be involved with the Great Chastisement. And the book of Revelation seems to refer to this comet, Revelations 8, 10, and 11. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, blazing like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. The name of the star was Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the water because it was made bitter. And while doing research for this video, which means scouring the internet, the websites kept saying, quote, many Catholic mystics prophesied of a comet during the chastisement. And then they all quote the same one prophecy from St. Hildegard of Bingen, which I will give in considerable detail. But that's it. No other prophecies given, except for one from Nostradamus, which I will not be giving. Even the book by Yves DuPont, Catholic Prophecy, The Coming Chastisement, which has a chapter dedicated to the comet, does not give any prophecies about the comet except the one by St. Hildegard. It just talks about the comet the rest of the time. I have a book called Revelations by Xavier Reyes El Real, which is a pretty concise book of Catholic prophecy on my Kindle. I searched the word comet and came up with nothing. So I'm not saying that St. Hildegard is the only one to prophesize about the comet, but it's the only one anyone seems to know about. However, there are some prophecies about the chastisement that, although they don't say comet, may be talking about it. First of all, the third secret of Fatima that we know of says, after the two parts which I have already explained, at the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand. Flashing, it gives out flames that look as though they would set the world on fire. But they died out in contact with the splendor that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, penance, penance, penance. Our Lady said to Agnes Sasagawa in the 1970s in Akita, Japan, as I told you, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one will never have seen before, Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priests nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. The prophecies of Our Lady of Good Success say concerning the 20th century, there shall be scarcely any virgin souls in the world. The delicate flower of virginity will seek refuge in the cloisters. Without virginity, fire from heaven will be needed to purify these lands. And now back to Fatima. This is a quote from the Fatima Center website. Quote, it would appear that a comet is mentioned in an as-yet unrevealed part of the message of Fatima, because a 2014 biography of Sister Lucia Fatima called A Path Under the Gaze of Mary quotes an unpublished writing of Sister Lucia which mentions something very similar to the prophecy just mentioned above, which is the St. Hildegard prophecy. According to Sister Lucia, she was shown a point of a lance like a flame, which sounds like a description of a comet. Quote, I felt my spirit inundated by a mystery of light that is God, and in him I saw and heard the point of a lance like a flame that is detached, touches the axis of the earth, and it trembles. Mountains, cities, towns, and villages with their inhabitants are buried. The sea, the rivers, the clouds exceeded their boundaries, inundating and dragging with them in a vortex houses and people in a number that cannot be counted. It is the purification of the world from the sin in which it was immersed. Hatred and ambition provoked the destructive war. Okay, let's give the prophecy of St. Hildegard of Bingen made in the 12th century. I'm going to give a lengthy amount of the prophecy because it gives a pretty good timeline of events of what's happened and what's about to happen. Quote, the time is coming when princes and people will renounce the authority of the Pope. Individual countries will prefer their own church rulers to the Pope. The German Empire will be divided. Church property will be secularized. Priests will be persecuted. Does anyone doubt this has already happened? Continuing. After the birth of the Antichrist, heretics will preach their false doctrines undisturbed, resulting in Christians having doubts about the Holy Catholic faith. Towards the end of the world, mankind will be purified through sufferings. This will be true especially of the clergy, who will be robbed of all property. When the clergy has adopted a simple manner of living, conditions will improve. A powerful wind will rise in the north, carrying heavy fog and the densest dust by divine command, and will fill their throats and eyes, so they will cease their savagery and be stricken with great fear. After that, there will be so few men left that seven women will fight for one man, and they will say to the man, marry me to take the disgrace from me. For in those days it will be a disgrace for a woman to be without child, as it was by the Jews in the Old Testament. This, no doubt, will be a punishment for the way the women have acted the last few decades, thanks to second, third, and fourth wave feminism. Now here's the prophecy of the comet. Before the comet comes, many nations, the good excepted, will be scourged by want and famine. The great nation in the ocean that is inhabited by people of different tribes and descent will be devastated by earthquake, storm, and tidal wave. It will be divided and in great part submerged. That nation will also have many misfortunes at sea and lose its colonies. After the great comet, the great nation will be devastated by earthquake, storms, and great waves of water, causing much want and plagues. The ocean will also flood many other countries, so that all coastal cities will live in fear, with many destroyed. All seacoast cities will be fearful, and many of them will be destroyed by tidal waves, and most living creatures will be killed, and even those who escape will die from a horrible disease. For in none of those cities does a person live according to the laws of God. Peace will return to Europe when the white flower again takes possession of the throne of France. During this time of peace, the people will be forbidden to carry weapons, and iron will be used solely for making agricultural implements and tools. Also during this period, the soil will be very productive, and many Jews, heathens, and heretics will join the church. The son of perdition, the Antichrist, who will reign very few times, will come at the end day of the duration of the world, at the times corresponding to the moment just before the sun disappears from the horizon. The son of perdition is this very wicked beast who will put to death those who refuse to believe in him. He will associate with kings, priests, the great, and the rich, who will mistake the humility and will esteem pride, who will finally subjugate the entire universe by his diabolic means. He will gain over many people and tell them, you are allowed to do all that you please. Renounce the fast. It suffices that you love me, I who am your God. He will show them treasures and riches, and he will permit them to riot in all sorts of festivities as they please. He will oblige them to practice circumcision and other Judaic observances. First of all, does anyone doubt that the great nation in the ocean that is inhabited by people of different tribes and descents is America? I've heard some say that it's England, but England was very much around during St. Hildegard's time. Don't you think she would have said England if she meant England? And England is not in the ocean, it's in the sea. I know that's a distinction without much of a difference, but the ocean indicates very far away, whereas the sea indicates fairly close. And quite frankly, at the time, the Kingdom of England existed not just on the island, but also in France. She wrote this prophecy during the height of the Angevin Empire, when England owned about half of the Kingdom of France. So I think if St. Hildegard was referring to England, she would have indicated that kingdom which existed at her time. Referring to it as the great nation in the ocean of many tribes and descent strongly indicates a place yet to exist. Okay, so I put the part about the Antichrist in to show two things. One, the sequence of events goes like this. The chastisement, which will include a comet causing devastation on the earth, the triumph of the great Catholic monarch, a short era of peace with the restoration of the church in Christendom, where almost everyone will be Catholic, and then the Antichrist and the tribulation. So we are not in the end of days quite yet, even though it looks like it, which is exactly what the Venerable Holzhauser said would happen. And two, the Antichrist will be a Jew. He will present himself as the Jewish Messiah. He will be everything the Jews expected the Messiah to be at the time of Jesus. Not just a miracle worker, but also a military leader who will conquer the world, rebuild the temple, and impose Jewish law. Jesus said the Jews, having rejected him, will accept the Antichrist. John 5:43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. St. Hildegard said he will oblige them to practice circumcision and other Judaic observances. Why would he do that if he wasn't the, quote, Jewish Messiah? So no, the Antichrist will not rise from American politics or industry. He will not rise through the UN, nor will he be the Pope. He will come from Israel. Until my next video, God bless. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are someone. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.